Today, I was standing at my kitchen sink, doing that thing I hate most, washing my dirty dishes. I was wearing a low-cut halter top summer dress, slippers, and my rubber gloves. I was busy daydreaming about the weekend to come. I was in a good mood as I scrubbed my pots and pans. My daydreams were busy turning ever dirtier as my dishes got ever cleaner. I could feel my clit tingling between my thighs, begging for some attention. My living room stereo was blasting out some of my favorite tunes. I closed my eyes as I started to work on the cutlery. I began to clench my legs together and flex the muscles of my pussy. I'll tell you a little secret. I'm not sure it applies to all women, but I can make myself come totally hands-free just by clenching. I usually do this when I'm lying on my bed, but today my perfectly trained vaginal muscles were eager for some fun, despite the chore. The music was loud and bassy. Unsurprisingly, my clit was being the selfish little tease it always is. I was, as ever, unable to resist my horniness. The tingling in my clit became a wonderful wave of sweet, creamy, moist lust that burned with a delicious, radiant heat. I rode that wave still higher, imagining a lover behind me with his cock all wonderfully stiff and erect. I leaned forward, my dress and breasts dipped into the dishwater. As I continued to clench and unclench my inner thighs, I opened my eyes as the flush of my orgasm thrilled through me. Looking out of my window, there was that guy with the dog, watching. We locked eyes. Without thinking, I lifted my gloved hand and beckoned him. His look was, who? Me? I smiled and nodded as I rode out the pleasure of my self-induced orgasm. The knock on my door came before I could even compose myself. Hi, was all he said, as I opened the door and let him in. From the heat outside to the cool of my kitchen, he was an older gentleman, at least 50 plus, slightly taller than I, and he had a suntanned, bald head with a mustache and goatee with piercing blue eyes. I quickly deemed him cute. The front of my dress was soaked and clinging to the curves of my heaving breasts, nipples still hard and erect. I breathlessly said the first thing that popped into my head. Hope you enjoyed the show. He nodded with a grin and said, yes, walking my dog has been a lot of fun of late. I've been having dreams about you a lot. I looked down and I could see the bulge in his shorts. His arousal was clear. I reached out my gloved hands to feel it, causing my head to swim erotically with lust. He mumbled that he'd tied his dog up in the shade outside. As I knelt down and started to unbutton his shorts to free his manhood, it popped out tall and proud. I instantly put my lips around it, taking its length into my mouth, slowly cupping his balls with my gloved hand. I gently squeezed them. His moaned response made my clit throb. My head bobbed up and down, faster and faster, my lips clamping on the length of his suddenly thick, circumcised cock. I could hear his excitement mounting. His hips started to thrust back and forth, fucking my mouth, when suddenly he grabbed my hair and pulled my mouth from his erection. "I don't want to come in your mouth," he said. I smiled, nodding okay. Standing up, I quickly stepped over to my kitchen table, which was, at that time, a nice sturdy table. I laid on it, raising my legs, spreading them wide. I looked over at him and asked,